It's now time for the Spirit Mornings Good News Update on Spirit Catholic Radio.
Brought to you by Tony Swanson, Neil Pfeiffer, and your local Knights of Columbus insurance agent. To find a Knights of Columbus insurance agent in your local area, head to spiritcatholicradio.com/KOFC. Some good news coming out of New Orleans, where they need some good news these days. This is a pretty beautiful story. On Mother's Day earlier this year, New Orleans postal carrier Peyton Larry and his wife Farah announced to friends and family that they were expecting. But when an ultrasound revealed Farah was carrying quadruplet girls, conceived naturally without the use of fertility treatments, they were shocked. Even more rare, the couple learned their girls are two sets of identical twins. Farah, age 29, said, "I was laughing and crying at the same time. My husband was about to pass out." A couple of months ago, on November 20th, Farah, then about 32 weeks pregnant, gave birth to four healthy daughters via cesarean section, and their names are Lyric, Paisley, Psalm, and Fallon. And naming baby A, B, C, and D, as they were all called in the womb, was fun. The couple says they put the names on slips of paper in a bag, and as the girls were born, Peyton randomly drew a name for each. Farah said, as the baby came out, he would pull out the name and say, "All right, this is Lyric." After a few weeks in the neonatal intensive care unit, the so-called quad squad, who each weighed about 4 pounds at birth, are now all home and joining their lively 2-year-old brother, PJ. And boy, does that kid have his work cut out for him. Still, the couple, who met during college and have been married for 5 years, say they're thrilled to expand their family, even if it means the diapers, bottles, and feedings all multiply quickly. Farah says, "For diapers, we're going through 7 or 8 a day, times 4. It's the same for bottles. They eat like 8 times a day." So Lyric and Fallon are twins, and then Paisley and Psalm are twins. Quadruplets born without fertility drugs are rare, but the odds are even slimmer that there'll be a set of identical twins. Now, if you want to see these beautiful little girls with their big brothers standing right by them, you could find a link to this article on the Good News Update page at spiritmornings.com. And I have to say thank you so much to one of our listeners, Lori, for sending me this good news story. With your Good News Update, I'm Damian Montez on Spirit Catholic Radio.